There are other characteristics of children at the preoperational stage of development, namely egocentrism and egocentric speech. Egocentrism does not have anything to do with selfishness. Egocentrism is a child's inability to take another person's perspective. This occurs because they don't realize that others see the world differently than they do. For example, a teacher was discussing an event with a first grade girl, and the child explained the event's location. The child described the location as across the street from her home. The teacher responded that she didn't know where the little girl lived. The child, getting exasperated, clarified that her house was right next door to Aunt Harriet. The girl could not understand that not only did her teacher not know where she lived, her teacher didn't know where Aunt Harriet lived either. This inability to view the world from her teacher's perspective is egocentrism. Egocentric speech is talking to oneself. Piaget thought young children had the tendency to talk out loud because they didn't realize that no one was listening. So egocentric speech is essentially talking aloud. Piaget thought egocentric speech was caused by egocentrism. Lev Vygotsky's view of egocentric speech differed from Piaget. He called it private speech. This concept is discussed in future presentations.